The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् 9th canto chapter 9 text 44 ಮಲ್ಲೇಪಿ ಮತಿರ್ಮಯಂ ಅಧರ್ಮೀ ರಮತೆ ಕೋಚಿತ್ ಮಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಅನ್ಯಾತ್ ಕಿಂಚನ ವಸ್ತುಂ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಐ ವಾಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಬೈ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಈ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್. I didn't find anything more substantial than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Khatwanga provides the typical example of a Krishna conscious person. A Krishna conscious person doesn't see anything to be important but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nor does he accept anything within this material world as being unconnected to the Supreme Lord. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 8:274, Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoi nija ishta deva smriti. The Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, suddenly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he doesn't exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. Although a devotee who is within the material world, he has no connection with it. Nirbandha Krishna Samandhi. He accepts this material world in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee may be engaged in earning money, but uses that money for propagating the Krishna conscious movement by constructing large temples and establishing worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Khatwanga Maharaj, therefore, was not a materialist. A materialist is always attached to wife, children, home, property, many other things for sense gratification. But as stated above, Khatwanga Maharaj was not attached to such things, nor could he think of anything existing without the purpose of the Supreme Lord. Isa Vasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, this consciousness is not for the ordinary person. But if one takes to the path of devotional service as prescribed in Nectar of Devotion, he can be trained in this consciousness and attain perfect understanding. For a Krishna conscious person, nothing is palatable without a relationship with Krishna.
Nito sobo danya mrudu suciya kinchana. Sarbo ko karo ko santo krishni ko sarana. Sarbo ko karo ko santo. Akamo niriya sthiro vijito sadguna. Akamo niriya sthiro vijito sadguna. Mitabhuk apramatto manado mani. Mitabhuk apramatto manado mani.
গম্ভীর করুণমৈত্র কবি দক্ষ মুনি গম্ভীর করুণমৈত্র গম্ভীর এইগুড়াক হচ্ছে সদ্গুণ খট্টাঙ্গ মহারাজ সেজ I was never attracted, even in my childhood, by insignificant things or irreligious principles. I did not find anything more substantial than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport Srila Prabhupada says, Maharaj Khatranga provides a typical example of a Krishna conscious person. How is a Krishna conscious person? It's a typical example. From his very childhood, he says, I was never attracted, even in my childhood, by insignificant things or religious principles. I didn't find anything more substantial than Supreme Personality of Godhead. From very childhood, he is Krishna conscious. He was Krishna conscious. Yes. Balya kalu dharma dhanamu sanchivi e jivana anishchita. Ke jane kahar aaj murtu kala hiji upostita. Prahlad Maharaj says, what he says?
Consciousness
from a small child. Yes. O Maharasate Pragyam, Dharman Bhagavatani Yaha, Durlama Manusa Dharman Tadapya Dhrubang Arthari. This is Prahlad Maharas. Prahlad Maharas was one of the 12 Mahajanas. O Maharasate Pragyam, Dharman Bhagavatani Yaha. Isn't it? He is Pragyam. He is wise. He is intelligent. Who starts? Bhakti Bhagavad Dharma from his very boyhood. Gaumarasya Pragyam Dharman Bhagavataniya. Durlabham Manusam Janmam Tadapya Dhrubangarthadam. Manus Janma, human birth is rarely achieved birth. And temporary, short time for short time it is available to you. Any moment death may come, you will lose it. Finish. Kedane kahar aaj mutta kaal hoji. Who knows? Death may come today. Isn't it? Such uncertainty is there. Who knows? Death may come today. So, finish. Everything will be finished. Really achieved human body is finished. So what will you do? Don't make delay. Don't procrastinate. Don't be lazy. Don't... What do you say? Waste time, even one moment, don't waste. Immediately, take to this Krishna consciousness, bath Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? This is such valuable thing, rarely achieved. Kumar asa pragya. Therefore, Kumar, from very boyhood, starts. And Khatranga Maharaj, typical example, very boyhood he had started. Do you understand? He says, Prahlad Maharaj says, All Mahajanas say, Jivana Nitya, this life, any moment will go away, such short life, so I won't waste even a single moment. I'll immediately start bhajan, develop Krishna consciousness. Krishna conscious person doesn't see anything to be important, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not does he accept anything within this material world, being unconnected to Supreme Lord. That's complete Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is complete Krishna consciousness? Jo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pasyati, tasyang na pranasyami, sa cha me na pranasyati. One who sees me everywhere, and sees everything in me, sees me everywhere, and sees everything in me, I am not, what do you say? Not lost to him, that means I am not out of sight. He sees me, I see. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? Such a complete Krishna conscious person sees everything belongs to Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. Do you understand? What sort of person is he? What sort of vision he has? Gotten? Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochane Santa Sadeva Hudesu Vilakayanti Jasyama Sundaranga Chintya Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. His vision is his vision. Premanjana Srita Bhakti Virochana. His eyes are smeared with ointment of love of Godhead. Krishna prema, Bhagavat prema. Without that prema, without that love of Godhead, love of Krishna, nobody can see Krishna anywhere. Krishna will never manifest before you. Isn't it? That Krishna says, Naam prakasa sadvasya yoga maya samabhrita mudhayam nabhijanati. Mudhay rascal, a rascal cannot see me. Naam prakasa sadvasya yoga maya samabhrita. Though Krishna is everywhere, all pervaded, isn't it? Prahlad Maharaj, such dear devotee, he saw Supreme Lord in a stone pillar, isn't it? Krishna is everywhere. Yes. But who sees? Everybody sees. Now. Now prakasar vasya yoga maya samabhrita mudhayam nabhijanati. I never appear everywhere and before everybody. I am always covered up with my yoga maya potency. Isn't it? In other words, Krishna keeps himself hidden, isn't it? Krishna tries to keep himself hidden, being covered up with yogamaya potency. But who sees? Only such a bhakta, complete, one who has developed complete Krishna consciousness, such pure devotee, sudh bhakta, premi bhakta, sees him. Krishna cannot hide himself before the eyes of a pure devotee. Though he tries to keep himself hidden, but such devotee sees, oh yes, he is here, in this stone pillar. Therefore Krishna says, I never manifest myself before everybody, everywhere. I am covered up with my yogamaya potency. But was a complete Krishna conscious person, is a pure devotee, he sees. And Krishna gives him darshan. You understand? Krishna gives him darshan. Krishna appears before him. One who has developed pure devotion, developed prem bhakti, Krishna gives him darshan. He cannot but give him darshan. Yes, definitely. Cannot. He cannot but give him darshan. Yes. Because he develops his love. Do you understand? Develop love for him. And Krishna is the only object of love. This is a question of love. Bhaktama premi bandhyase hude vitare jahan netra pade tahan dekhoya amare. The same thing Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Quoting Krishna's own words. Bhaktama premi bandhyase hude vitare jahan netra pade tahan dekhoya amare. That premi bhakta has bound me up in his heart with the rope of love. With the rope of love. He has bound me up in his heart. Jahan netra pade, tahan dekhoye. Wherever he looks, he sees me. So, Prabhupada has quoted here. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoye nijo ishta deva spurti. Here he says, Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoye nijo ishta deva spurti. Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee suddenly sees everything, mobile and immobile, but doesn't exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, immediately sees, manifest the form of Supreme Lord. This is Uttam Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata. Very, very advanced devotee, Uttam Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata, we say Uttam Adhikari or Bhagavata Tama. Uttam Bhagavata or Mahabhagavata. Do you follow? That is, in Bhagavata you'll find, 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam you find, 2nd chapter, 45th verse, Ja sarva bhutesu ja pasyet bhagavata bhavam atmanaham bhutani bhagavatyatmat nesa bhagavatattamaham. Here it says, you have that verse? You have that verse. Ja sarva bhutesu, sarva bhutesu ja pasyet bhagavata bhavam atmanah bhutani bhagavatyatmesa bhagavatattama. You have? Yes, read translation.
The most advanced devotee sees within everything the the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord.
Yes, that is Uttama Adhikari. That is Bhagavata Uttama. Thabara Jangama Dekhena Dekhitar Murti Sarvatva Svaitar Ishta Deva Murti. He never sees outward form, though he sees mobile in immobile. But he doesn't exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. This is Bhagavata. He sees. Yama Pasadi Sarvata. And sees me everywhere, sees everything in me. It's complete Krishna consciousness. Developed complete Krishna consciousness. His vision is such. Premanjana Srita Bhakta. He's a Premi Bhakta. Premi Bhakta. Although a devotee is within the material world, he has no connection with it. Because he sees everything is related to Krishna. It's Krishna's. Yours. Never says mine, never says his or yours. Everything. That is Isavasya Yidam Sarvam. Nirbandha Krishna Samandhe. He accepts this material world in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, it's Krishna. Krishna is the sole proprietor. Whatever you see and find, these are all paraphernalia for Krishna's service. It's all paraphernalia. Krishna's service. Everything will be utilized for Krishna's service, for his loving service. It's all his. A devotee may be engaged in earning money, but he uses that money for propagating Krishna conscious movement by constructing large temples, establishing worship of the Supreme Personal Godhead. Khatranga Maharaj, therefore, was not a materialist. A materialist always attached to wife, children, home, property, money, other things for sense gratification. But as stated above, Khatranga Maharaj was not attached to such things, nor could he think of anything existing without the purpose of Supreme Lord. Isa Vasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything is related to Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the vision of a complete Krishna conscious person. This is the vision of a complete Krishna. He says everything is related to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's property. Krishna is the only proprietor. One who has property, he is a proprietor. Are you proprietor? Have you any property here? But materialist says, yes, this is my property. This house is mine, hearth, home is mine, landed property is mine. Isn't it? Asset is mine, bank balance is mine. Country is mine. Family is mine. Countrymen are mine. I am the monarch of all I survey. Isn't it? Materialist. A materialist, he says. A materialist always attached to wife, children, home, property and many other things. For sense, I am the enjoyer, I am proprietor, I am the enjoyer. These are all objects of my enjoyment. Isn't it? Objects of my enjoyment. But as stated above, Khatranga Maharaj was not attached to such things, nor could he think of anything existing without the purpose of Supreme Lord. That means Khatranga Maharaj was but it's a typical example of complete Krishna conscious person. He has developed complete Krishna consciousness. He sees everything related to Krishna. Jiva. Jiva doesn't belong to himself. Jiver Swarupa Hoy Krishnir Nitya Das. Jiver Swarupa Hoy Krishnir Nitya Das. Swarupa of Jiva. Real identification. Your real identification is what? Eternal servant of Krishna. I don't belong to myself, I belong to Krishna, isn't it? I belong to Krishna, yes. He is my eternal master, I am his eternal servant. He has full right on me. Nartam Das Thakur sings, what he sings? Maro bira khobi joicha tohara nitya daso prati tuya odhikara. Maro bina khobi joicha tohara nitya daso prati tuya odhikara. I am nitya das, I am your eternal servant, O Lord. I am yours. am yours. I don't belong to myself. I am yours. I am eternal servant. You may do as you like, as pleases you. Marabi rakhabi jo ichha tumhara. If you want to kill me, kill me. Write on me. This is complete Krishna conscious person. This is Shuddha Bhakta. This is pure devotee. Is completely surrendered unto Krishna. Do you understand? Completely dedicated. Do you understand? He sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything related to Krishna. I belong to Krishna, isn't it? You follow me. That is his typical example, Khatpanga Maharaj. Now he never says, I am mine, nothing. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu na. There's nothing I can say, mine. Everything belongs to Isava, say, you know, sarvam. Everything belongs to Lord. But materialistic person says, mine, this is moha. Ata griha khetra sutata vite janasya mohoyam ahamame. This is moha, delusion. Says, I am mine. Ami amar bolo re, ami amar bolo. Isn't it? So many, I am mine, ami amar bolo. Everything belongs to Krishna. Give up this I and mine. Give up this I and mine. Completely surrender soul, complete Krishna consciousness, develop complete Krishna consciousness, completely surrender. He never says, I and mine. He says, everything belongs to Krishna, I belong to Krishna, I am Krishna's eternal servant. Krishna is my eternal master. He has full right on me. As he pleases, he may do. If he wants to kill me, he may kill me. If he wants to protect me, he may protect me. As he likes, as he wants. Do you understand? So, this is subject. Surrender soul, always. This surrender, this mentality, mood, he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna bina rokhya karta, nahi ke ho aharo. Krishna bina rokhya karta. Krishna si palok matro, jani bi amaro. Krishna si palok matro. Ami dino kinchono, sokoliro charo. Kichu nahi ko amaro adhama durgata kichu nahi ko amaro krishni ro sansare ami aji chiro daso krishni ro sansare ami Daso Krishna icha mato kriya amaro prayaso Krishna icha mato kriya amaro prayaso One who is complete Krishna conscious, one is completely surrendered, never thinks I and mine. I belong to Krishna, I am his eternal servant, he is my eternal master, he is my protector, he is my maintainer. Who maintains you? You maintain yourself? Madhavananda. Krishna is the maintainer. Only such a person say, who is complete Krishna conscious, completely surrender. Do you understand? No false ego. No proprietorship. Krishna is the sole proprietor. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's property. One was property is proprietor. It's all Krishna's property. Isavasya idam sarvam. Nothing belongs to mine. He never says, my heart, my home, my property, my family, my son, my wife, my children, my state, my country, my countrymen. Even mine. I am the monarch of all I serve. Such a person cannot say so. He's not Krishna conscious. Complete Krishna conscious. He never says, I am mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my protector. Krishna is the palaka matra janimi amar. Krishna is my maintainer. Guptrutte varanam tatha. Complete surrender, six symptoms. Anukulya sankalpa, pratikulya sabarjanam, rakhishtiti viswaso, guptrutte varanam tatha, atmani kheva, karpanne, sarvidha sanagati. Understand it. From these six symptoms, you can understand he's a completely surrendered soul. He's a completely Krishna-conscious person. Understand me? These are the symptoms. From these symptoms you can understand. Is it difficult? Is it difficult to understand? What do you say?
I understand. Who's completely surrendered?
These are symptoms. These are six symptoms. Ankulya sankalpa pratikulya sabarjana. He accepts what is favorable for his Krishna bhajan. He immediately rejects what is unfavorable, who creates hindrance in his Krishna bhajan. Do you understand? Ankulya sankalpa. His family life, wife, children, create disturbances. Krishna bhajan immediately kicks, chalo, jayenge. Isn't it? Immediately he kicks out, gets out from house. Never cares. What to say? Madhavananda, thinking my wife, my son, I have a son, my wife, I have duty, I have to take care of them. Never think so. Do you understand? That is why. Krishna je palaka amar janive ama. Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer. Ankule sankal pratibhajana. Rakhishti avasya rakhive Krishna. He must protect me. He has firm faith in it. He has firm faith in it. He must protect me. Yes. Avasya rakhive Krishna. Krishna vina rakhya kata arkyane. Nobody is my protector. Krishna is my protector. He is everywhere and you must protect me. Rakhesh Vishwasa Gopruti, Gopruti. That means Krishna is my maintainer. He must maintain me. Yes. Jepala. And he has come full faith in it. Full faith. Unflinching faith. Lack of faith. If you have lack of faith, you can't have it. It's unflinching faith. Never thinks anything else. Ankulya sankalpa pratikulya sabarjanam rakhesi viswasa gupta sevam atmani kheva karpanye. It's completely surrendered, completely dedicated. And karpanya, always understanding his, what you say, low, very, is the lowest of the low. Do you understand? Durgata, ami akinchana, sakaler char adhama durgata, kichu nahi ko amar. I am lowest of the law, most degraded, most fallen, most insignificant. There is nothing in this world mine. Do you understand? That is his mentality. Understand me? That is it. No pride. I am great. Don't you know who am I? You rascal. Don't you know who am I? No such pride, no such false ego, no such puffed-upness. It's complete Krishna consciousness, complete surrender. Adhama durgata, ami dina akinchana sakalera chhar. Adhama durgata, kichu nahi gama. I am most fallen, most degraded. Everybody is superior to me. Do you understand? I am lowest of the low. I am most insignificant, I am worse than a worm in this stool. Adhama Durgava, I am nothing here in this material world. Huh? Dina Kinchana, this is Dina Kinchana. Huh? Krishna Sansarani, Achi Chirodas, I am eternal servant of Krishna, this is Krishna Sansar. Huh? I am eternal servant, Krishna Ichamata Kriya, I am our prayas. I do what Krishna wants. I have nothing mine. I am no separate will, no independence. Independence finished. When you complete surrender, independent, no more independence. If you retain your independence, you are not surrendered. Independence has been granted to you to surrender unto Krishna. Otherwise, you cannot surrender. You have no independence. Huh? But you can. You have independence. Huh? Yes, I must surrender. You have this independent will. Yes, Krishna has karunayadatam. Krishna has granted it mercifully. Mercifully granted. Do you follow? And this is his proper use, that will surrender. Sarva dharma anaparityajya mamiga. Giving abundantly, all varieties of dharma. Everything, all my I and mine, everything, kicking, I'll surrender completely. That is the proper use of independence. That is atmanikheva, karpunye. Always crying in the heart. Understanding is such lowest position, lowly. He chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You understand? So Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. That is Gautama Devanandatha. I was saying that story, and he has complete faith, unflinching faith. There is no doubt at all. This is, if you have doubt, sansaya atma vinashyati, you will perish. No doubt, no tinge of doubt, no slightest doubt. Definitely, I have unflinching faith. Krishna must protect me, Krishna must maintain me. Sivas Pandit, Mahaprabhu once out of fun to test. Sivas Pandit was a grihastha, big family, wife, children, he had. So grihastha is always worried how to maintain, how to earn money, how to maintain my family, make nice arrangements for their eating, sleeping, defending, mating, isn't it? For myself, my family members, isn't it? Such anxiety. Why such anxiety? Kick it, sala! Complete surrender, entanglement. Do you follow? So Mahaprabhu said, Srivas Pandit, you should go out and earn money, otherwise how can you maintain your family, big family, so many members, You understand? It's out of fun, Mahaprabhu said, just to test. But Srivas Pandit said, Mahaprabhu, I won't do it. I am only interested, I have, to do sadhu sangha, hear Krishna katha. I don't want to get out of your association. Do you follow? They have developed taste for Krishna katha, katharuchi. They have developed complete Krishna consciousness. Now the Krishna is sole proprietor, Krishna soul, master Krishna. Enjoyer. Do you follow? One who has developed complete Krishna, he knows it perfectly well. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the only proprietor, Krishna is the only master, Krishna is the only enjoyer. And he maintains everybody, he protects everybody. Vishwambhara, he is Vishwambhara, who maintains the whole universe. So he develops katharuchi. He develops. Krishna is all attractive. His katha, his Krishna katha, is so sweet, so nectarian, is all attractive. Who will go get away from here? Who gets away? Gets up, goes away. A materialistic person. Not developed Krishna consciousness, complete Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? And not developed test for Krishna katha. So nectarian, so sweet. Have you developed taste for it? Jagadish. All this. One not developed taste. What is this? unpalatable on earth. Let us go. Here, news. What news will you hear? Gramya katha, politics. Rajniti katha, gramya katha, Indrapriti katha. You'll hear the news of political news, sports news, political news. News relating to material sense enjoyment. What is that? The complete Krishna concept is not interested. It's unpalatable. Katharuchi. Srivas Pandit says, dear devotee, complete Krishna consciousness. He said, Maharaj, Mahaprabhu, I cannot do it. You have developed that greed. Sahaja Sangye Krishna Kathai Matra Chai, Sansar Jintyar Kon Vasne. He is such a greedy person. More and more to have sadhu sangha and hear some nectar and Krishna katha. Always remain in that atmosphere. What sort of atmosphere it is? Atmosphere of Lord Hari. Do you follow? This is atmosphere of Lord Hari. Understand me? Atmosphere of Lord Hari. A fish out of water, isn't it? We give this example. A fish out of water. If you take fish out of water, make very nice comfortable arrangements for him in your apartment. Velvet cushion, air-conditioned room, nice scents, everything nice arrangements, put him. Will he feel happy? No. You understand? A fish out of water, jasanang iva toyoipsitam, isn't it? Jasanang iva toyoipsitam, it is said. Toyo means water, jasa means aquatic animal or fish. You understand? He always wants water, water, water. That was his, and that water is his, what do you say? Natural environment where he will get happiness. Similarly, Atma, Jivatma, Hari hi Atma, do you understand? Lord Hari is the soul of the soul, the Paramatma. The natural environment of Atma, Jivatma, Jiva is Lord Hari. Hari hi Sakhyata Bhagavan, do you understand? Hari hi Sakhyata Bhagavan, Hari is Bhagavan, Paramatma, Super Soul, soul of the soul, and Jivatma, his natural environment is Lord Hari. Do you understand? If you get the atmosphere of Lord Hari, you will feel happiness. Do you understand? There is no atmosphere of Lord Hari, no Krishna katha, no sadhu, no sadhan, no bhajan, no kirtan. Such atmosphere is not prevailing. How that soul will get pleasure, happiness? That natural environment is Lord Hari. Understand me? Hari hi Atma. Sariranam. Jasanam iva toyapsitam. As a fish, always wants the environment of water. Do you understand? Similarly, Atma always wants the environment of Lord Hari. Where can you get it? Where there is sadhu? A sadhu, complete Krishna conscious person? Do you follow? Complete Krishna conscious person is always in that atmosphere, speaks Krishna katha, engaged in sravanam kirtanam, engaged in loving service of Krishna. He has bound up Krishna, the rope of love in his heart. Krishna never leaves his heart for a moment. Such a person. Do you understand? His association with Krishna katha is there, sravanam kirtanam. Such nice environment prevails. There, jivatma will get pleasure, happiness. And Srivas Pandit, Krishna, complete Krishna, dear devotee, complete Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu for testing him. The big family, you must get out on money. Without money, how can you maintain? But he says, Mahaprabhu, I can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot, I don't want to get out of this environment. Atmosphere, such harikatha atmosphere, such sadhu sangha, so pleasing, so enjoying, so enchanting, so releasing. Then Mahaprabhu said, unless you go, how can you maintain? Then he three times clapped. He clapped three times. I said, what is the meaning of it? What does it mean? Then he said, Mahaprabhu, all right. If I won't go out, get money, then you think I'll starve? My whole family will starve, isn't it? Cannot maintain a light. I'll tolerate one day starving, second day starving, third day starving, three times. Clapping means three, third day, 3 days starving, we tolerate. One day starving, we tolerate, second day starving. If no supply is there, second day starving, we tolerate. No supply still, third day starving. Fourth day, I'll go and drown myself in Ganges. Huh? So strong he is. Understand me? Are you? Huh? Isn't it? So strong. Do you follow? Fourth day, if no supply, I'll go and drown myself in Ganges with the whole family. Finish. Huh? Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. Very much pleased. He was testing, very much pleased. Yes. Yoga khemam vahamiham. Gita, Mahaprabhu has promised. What is that? Anana chintanandhe, jejana aparjupaste, tesang nityabhijuktanang, yoga khemam vahamiham. Mahaprabhu said, I have promised this thing. I have promised, this is my promise. Ananya Sintanam Jana Prajupasti Tesan Nityavi Juklana Joga Kemam. What developed another devotion? Exclusively thinks of me. No other thought he has. How to go, how to earn money, how to maintain family, how to do this, that. No other thought. Only thought of Krishna. You have any other thought? Jagadish Pandit? What thought you have? What? You have no wife, you have no family, you have no children. What thought you have? What will do with money? That is Krishna. Prabhupada says, a devotee may be engaged in earning money, but he uses that money for propagating Krishna consciousness movement by constructing large temples, establishing worship of the Supreme Personality Godhead. It's for Krishna. Nothing for himself. Money will be utilized only for Krishna's sake. Otherwise that will be abode of Kali. Paap. Sinful activity. Yes. Isn't it? Parikshit Maharaj gave fifth place to Kali. Money is not utilized in Krishna's service, then that will be abode of Kali. Sinful activity. Yes. All are utilizing money for their own sense enjoyment. That is sinful activity. Therefore, this Mahaprabhu said, I have promised in Gita, Yoga Khemam Bahamim, exclusively he thinks of me. No other thought in his mind. Manmana Baba. No other thought. Only thought of Krishna. What thought you have? Thought of a body? How to maintain my body? How to give pleasure to my body? How to give pleasure, happiness, enjoyment to my bodily relation, wife, son, daughter? Family man? No other thought. Only thought of Krishna. Exclusive thing. Ananya chintatama, jedana prajupasa, tesa nitya abhijuttana, yoga khemam vahami. I promised. So I, what is that? Yoga khemam vahami? I protect what he has gotten. All right, he has gotten a body. He has some bodily requirement. Isn't it? Body requires some food. So I supply. I protect. Isn't it? And what lacks, I carry. Some lacking is there, it requires something, so I personally carry to him. So? One complete Krishna conscious person, yes, unflinching faith in the words of Krishna, not in the doubt. Srivas Pandit when said this thing, three times clapped and said this thing, Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. So, this is complete Krishna consciousness. Krishna sansara ami achi chiradas, tava ichha mata kriya amar prayas. I am eternal servant. Krishna, I am in Krishna sansara, not in Maya sansara, not in material world. Here Prabhupada says, complete Krishna conscious person may be in material world, but is not concerned with it. Although a devotee is within the material world, but he has no connection with it. Nirbandha Krishna samande. He says, no, this is Krishna's property. This, everything is related to Krishna. What is related to Krishna? How will be material? His vision is complete different vision. Complete different vision. No material. Do you follow? So, ami karta, ami data, ami parayita, amare dehagra, suntan manita, ami vipro, ami sudra, ami pitapati, ami raja, ami praja, suntan ergati, ehi sampudhichari, krishne karamati, krishne karta, krishne ichha matra bhalavati, krishne jaye hava ichha, tahin kariva, nijar ichha anusare, kishuna chintiva. Understand? Give up this eye and mind. It's complete Krishna conscious person, complete surrender. Another devotee never says, I am the doer. I am maintainer. I am the caretaker. My body, my home, my heart. My family members, my wife, my son, my daughter. I am vipro, I am sudra, I am father, I am husband, I am king, I am subject, I am the caretaker of my children. Give up this thought. Consider it's buddhi, intelligence. You follow? Give up all these things. Krishna ekara. Only think of Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna karta, Krishna is the door, Krishna is supreme, supreme proprietor, Krishna is Hamatra Balabati, he has supreme will. Do you understand? By his mere willing, creation, annihilation takes place. It's just supreme willing Balabati, Krishna is Jai Ichha, Tahin Karibo, Nijo Ichha, Sari Krishna. What is Krishna's will, I'll do. I have no separate will. Do you understand? I am no separate will. I accept Krishna's will. Jahoi Krishna ichha tahin karibo nijo ichha anusar kishuna chintiva. I never think of anything according to my will. But Krishna's will I do. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? This is complete Krishna consciousness. Is a surrender soul, complete surrender soul. And is a developed love for Krishna, premi bhakta. So he says, she is everywhere. Thavara jangamante kena dekhetar murti sarvatra idarishtarya. Mahabhagavata advanti vati sarvatra. She is everything, mobile, immobile. But he doesn't exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, immediately sees manifest the form of Supreme Lord, his ishta, the Lord of his heart. Understand? This is Mahabhagavata, Uttam Bhagavata. Visrutati hrudayam najasyo sakhyadhari iravasabhito apyaghau ghanasah pranayarasanayad hrtangrisat padmah sabhavati bhagavata pradhanukta. You have 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 55 verse, you see. You have. Yes. Visrutati hrudayam najasyo sakhyadharir vasabhitopyaghauganasa pranayarasanaya rudangripadma sabhavati bhagavata pradhanukta. Uttam bhagavata, mahabhagavata, topmost bhagavata, who is? It says. You understand? One who was bound up, you see, pranayarasanaya rudangripadma. One was bound up, Lord Hari, Krishna, with the rope of love. You understand? Rope of love in his heart. Lord Hari or Krishna never leaves his heart. Yes, never leaves his heart. Because he has bound Lord Hari, Krishna, with the rope of love. That bondage is very, very strong bondage. Even Almighty Krishna cannot break it. He says, na paraye, na paraye, na paraye. I cannot. Huh? Isn't it? So, bound! Bound, Krishna! What are you doing, huh? Krishna, the Lord Hari, is always there manifesting His heart. He is Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata, Uttam Bhagavata. Huh? You follow? Vishrujati Hrudayam Nadasya. Lord Hari never lifts His heart. He was bound of Lord Hari and Krishna with the rope of love, pranayara sanaya, Bhagavata pradhana, topmost Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata, Bhagavata Uttama. Only He can see everywhere Krishna and see everything in Krishna. Do you follow? This is the typical example of Khatranga Maharaj. Mahatma? Mahatsevaṁ dvāramāhūr vimukte tamadvāraṁ jositāṁ saṅgi saṅgam mahāntaste samachitta prasanta vimanyava. Fifth canto. You find out fifth canto Bhagavatam. Five. Fifth canto, fifth chapter. Two, second and third verse. Mahatsevaṁ dvāramāhūr vimukte tamadvāraṁ jositāṁ saṅgi saṅgam mahāntaste samachitta prasanta vimanyava sruda sādhavase jeva maise kruta saudartha janesu deham barabartikesu gruhesu jayatmado rati masu na priti yukta javadarthascha loke. You found?
One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone.
Benefit of everyone. How? Why? Because it sees Krishna samandha, relationship of Krishna. Jiva is suffering. Why suffering? If Krishna's jiva is Krishna's, yes. He sees Krishna's relationship. Everything related to Krishna. His heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of jiva. Because Krishna's jiva, but out of ignorance only, is. But it's covered up with ignorance, deep, dense, dark ignorance. That is the cause of suffering. So, let me go, inculcate Krishna consciousness unto him, imparting Krishna tattva jnana, dissipate his ignorance, completely destroy his ignorance. Let him rise to this, enlighten, path of enlightenment is Krishna consciousness, forever his suffering will be done away with, isn't it? Gone. This is the mercy of the sadhu. Therefore it says. Bolo.
They are devoid of anger. And they work for the benefit of everyone.
Therefore you work for the benefit of everyone. Yes.
They do not behave in any abominable way.
No.
Such people are known as Mahatmas.
They are known as Mahatmas. They never hear? Janesu deham barabartikesu gruhesu jayatma darati masu nam priti yukta davarathasu loke.
Those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna.
They do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. Why are you doing this thing? Not related to Krishna, never. Yes.
They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Yes. They don't mix with such people. Yes.
They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders.
May be householders, but you are attached. Yes. Then?
Nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, and wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep the body and soul together.
To render loving service to Krishna, nothing, no other purpose. Yes. That is Mahan Bhakta, great devotee. Mahabhagavata. Understand me? This Bhagavatam says, and Katvanga Maharaj, typical example, typical example, is not a materialist. Isavasyam. Katvanga Maharaj was not attached to such things, nor could he think of anything existing without the purpose of Supreme Lord. Isavasyam idam sarvam. Everything is related to the Supreme Personality Godhead. Of course, this consciousness is not for the ordinary person. But if one takes to the path of devotional service, as prescribed in the nectar of devotion, he can be trained in this consciousness and attain perfect understanding. One should take training. Do you follow? How to develop complete Krishna consciousness? He says consciousness not for ordinary person. But if one takes to path of devotional service, come to the path of bhakti, as prescribed in nectar of devotion, he can be trained in consciousness, attain perfect understanding. He must accept such a Krishna complete Krishna consciousness. He has devotee of Krishna as guru, spiritual master. Take shelter of him. Take shelter of him at his lotus feet. Krishna je tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomar sokoti ache. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaye tabo. Pache, pache. One understands this thing. I want Krishna. Krishna is everything. Everything belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. I am Krishna's eternal servant, is my eternal master. My duty, business, only one business, to serve Krishna, to give him all happiness and enjoyment, nothing for me, only to run behind a complete Krishna conscious person who has bound of Krishna in his heart, the rope of love, to get Krishna. Krishna je tomar Krishna dite paro, tomaro sokoti ache, ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaye tava pach pach. O Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna yours. Krishna is yours, isn't it? Because you have found Krishna in your heart, Krishna is there. Only you can give me Krishna. I want Krishna. Isn't it? As a penniless person, poor man, runs behind a wealthy person. Baba, ek penny dao. Baba, ek penny dao. Isn't it? Give me one penny, poor man, poor man, poor man. Similarly, who is greedy for Krishna, then he'll run behind such a dear devotee, Premi Bhakta. Baba, Baba, Vaishnava Thakur, give me Krishna, give me Krishna, give me Krishna. Krishna belongs to you. Only you can give me Krishna. Only who has gotten Krishna will give Krishna. Who can else give Krishna who has not gotten Krishna? Can he? So? And who has gotten Krishna? That's the question. Who has gotten Krishna? Was born of Krishna with the rope of love. Krishna never lives his disjati there. Bhagavatattama. Isn't it? Here he says, Bhagavatattama, Mahabhagavata. Who sees Krishna everywhere, sees everything belonging to Krishna. And Krishna doesn't leave his heart. Only he can give Krishna. Who else? He is always engaged in loving service. Always in bhajan. Kirtaniya sada hari. Isn't it? Kirtaniya sada hari. Only Lord Hari should be served. Bhajan. Why? 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 Hari is the object of love. We have perfect loving relationship with Hari. Do you understand? Eternal, perfect loving relationship with Hari. Isn't it? Therefore he is bhajaniya. Therefore he is bhajaniya. Because Lord Hari is the object of love and we have eternal, perfect, loving relationship with Hari, therefore Hari is bhajaniya. Otherwise why you do bhajan, Hari bhajan? Understand me? We have perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Lord Hari. Therefore Hari is the soul of all souls, Paramatma, very dear. Yes. to serve Him, to render loving service to Him, to give Him happiness and enjoyment, we'll get happiness. Do you understand? Because it's the object of love. So I render some service to the object of the Lord of my heart, with the object of love, then we'll get ananda. Happiness. So, Hari is to be served, bhajaniya. Savai punso para dharma dhata bhakti radhakyade. Ahetriya pritada jayatma suprasidati. And that was first canto, second chapter. Jiva Goswami, Prabhu, in his Sandharva, quoted many this verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, so he has given instruction.